Right, so we continue with this conversation. We're talking about local, perhaps local versus international or even national, right? And we figured, why not speak to someone from the province? This is Delane Mofokeng, who is the managing executive at Nabalabandwa Group, which is an events management company. Delane, good morning and welcome to Rise FM Breakfast.
Good morning to you and to listeners. And I think what's the good morning to all the listeners. How are you?
We're fantastic. So we're talking about something that you're doing, and I'm assuming that sometimes it can be a bit of a dilemma when choosing which artist to book for events. My question to you is, when do you get, let's say, a lot of traction? Do you get a lot of traction when you use local artists? And in this one, I just want to say local, I mean Mpumalanga, yeah, versus national artist.
Well, I prefer to call them provincial artists instead of local.
Perfect.
Yeah. Well, basically, when we throw a party or a show or a concert, we gain a lot of traction, especially when we do consider provincial artists. I'm speaking on behalf of Nabalabandwa Group.
Yeah.
For the past 10 years or so, we've been pushing this 90% local and 10% national. Mm-hmm. So as and when you will see maybe some of our shows, when you drop the lineup, we start with the provincial artists first, with their own individual flyers. Maybe then say 2 or 3 weeks before the actual show, then that's when we drop the national our lineup. So we do get a lot of traction because it creates the talkability around the show, because that's what provincial artists will do for you.
Mm.
They will actually appreciate the fact that you've recognized them and you've booked them, and they will assist you in actually promoting the show. Instead of, or unlike the national artists, they normally drop their gig guide 7 days before the show. So you'll spend a whole lot of money on the national artists and only get 7 days promo, while the provincial artists will give you a month's worth of promo. So we get a lot of traction with the provincial artists, yeah.
Mm. Why would you say then that perhaps there's this financial disparity that exists between the two artists? If you have a provincial artist whom can give you the numbers compared to national artist, why does it seem then that there's a big gap when it comes to the finances?
There's a difference between JT being an artist, and then there's a difference between JT being a brand,
Yeah.
Right? So a lot of artists, a lot of people in and around the province, they are good at what they do, but they are failing in terms of building the brand itself and having the business around their talent itself, you know? And we as promoters, we invest in a brand because the brand will guarantee you returns. But if I book a JT with a provincial artist who is not a brand as yet, JT is going to give me those particular services that I need on the day in terms of entertaining the crowd.
Mm.
But in terms of a bigger pool, you need to align yourself with a bigger brand that will therefore then draw the people to come through to the show. Because also JT will be posting about the fact that I'll be playing alongside this international brand with the hope that him, herself, or him tomorrow will be at the same level as those guys. So it's all about the artist being brands. Once you're a brand, then the financial discrepancy gets minimized and you move up within the echelon scale within the industry itself, or in terms of the tax bracket, because artists are struggling in terms of branding themselves. When you go to their profiles, you can't find their press pics. You can't find their gig guides. You know, you find them commenting on stupid things. When people are fighting, you find an artist dropping their noses there and stuff that has got nothing to do with their career. And that affects them in terms of us actually booking them, because we look at all these things. Because tomorrow, I don't want to associate myself with people that are fighting about over taxes down in my hood in Commerce, instead of actually just focusing on actually talking about the product or the services that you provide.
Perfect. Well, that's a brother.
That's where the discrepancy is.
Amen. That's Delane Mofokeng again. He is the managing executive at Nabalabandwa Group, which is an events management company. Delane, pleasure speaking to you. Mm-hmm. We look forward to having more conversations with you.
Pleasure, JT, and to all your listeners. Thank you so much for the call. Appreciate it.